Welcome back. Let's get this out of the way because I don't even want to think about it again. That sick fuck, Jason Handy. I had to rewind and make a list of all of what they found in his house. 10,000 images of children in kiddie porn situations. 1,768 images of young girls in erotic poses, 238 images of young girls in sexually explicit poses, 2 images of girls engaged in bondage activity, and 7 videos of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, plus souvenirs, Ziploc bags with names written on them filled with mementos, including letters from our girl Brandy, who was 11 at the time of the correspondence, and a pair of underwear belonging to a 7-year-old. So he was cataloging, and he was really, like, gearing up to murder someone. Because this is, like, serial kind of behavior.
This is, yeah, this is ID channel worthy.
Yes. This is kidnap, lock him up in the basement. Ooh! They be doing terrible things down there. Hello.
Oh, yeah, the thing from John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
And the only one who was like, what the fuck, was that Kyle kid. It took a 14-year-old to be like,
something ain't right here.
Something ain't right.
You better tell somebody.
John Wayne Gacy famously, like, did those clown things, but according to, I hate clowns, but they want things to be, even though clowns can be scary, they never do, like, sharp angles, eyes, mouth, everything's curved, everything's rounded, soft. But John Wayne Gacy, when he dressed up as a clown and when he did these self-portraits, everything was very angular. So, like, the eyes wouldn't be circles, they'd be triangles, they'd be, like, a sharp mouth, a sharp nose, and the clown community was like, we don't fuck with this guy because that's weird and against our, like, whatever. So something's really serious for, like, the clowns to gang up on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Piss the clowns off now.
The clowns be like, something ain't right with that man.
You know, that's so interesting because my grandmother used to collect clowns, rest her soul, and I saw that
scary ass video.
Yeah, it's scary. Yes, she's ever since, like, back in the 80s, she collected them, and they were all weird and creepy. But when I think about it, I never paid attention to it, but now I'm visualizing it. They were all, everything was rounded and have rounded features and rounded accents. Nothing, only thing that was pointy was, like, the hat, because that's funny because it's like a dunce type of thing. But that's so interesting, and or yes, but that's so interesting.
Ariana Grande said that she was talking about her hair damage, but she continues to do those fucking ponytails. But more abuse that Dan Schneider was hurling. She was like, I had to have my hair dyed red once a week. I'm like, that's crazy.
That is crazy for such
a. And it was like edges. Kool-Aid red at that.
Yeah.
You know, looking, and you know, I aged out of Sam and Cat or whatever the fuck, but when I was watching these clips that they showed in the doc, I was like, oh, this is a blatant, like, porn innuendo.
The Kim Kardashian two-hand twists.
Yeah.
I was like,
yes.
I was like, oh, no. And the networks was like, when they asked, like, about the taint thing with Amanda Bynes, I'm like, y'all know what the fuck is up. That y'all is just so let crazy. It go.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have asked.
Hello.
So you knew something wasn't right.
And you allowed this doofy-ass man to gaslight you into thinking that this wasn't what it was. You knew what it was. You just didn't want to have to deal with the wrath of Dan Schneider because you knew he was making you money.
And they didn't want to have to split their checks either. Because why couldn't it have just been Tate? T-A-T-E. There was no reason other than his nasty self than to make it taint.
Exactly.
And you know, I used to watch the Amanda Show. I love Amanda Bynes. And yes. I will say this forever and a day, and I have been, that she has such a gift and for physical comedy. Like, I don't think I've seen other children be able to, like, kind of work physical comedy like that. No. Because you don't have that, like, self-awareness of your body as a child. But she was so, just so gifted at it.
Amanda Bynes was Amanda Bynes was a really great comedian. And like for her to do a set on at the Laugh Factory at 10 years old and the little joke that she told, it was a little adult, but it was still funny. Like, it, you know, it was just like, and for her to like pull that off, I'm like, that's, you can't teach that.
Right, and why was she workshopping stand-up routine at 10 years old?
Right. I want to know who was writing that stuff for her. Like, what was going on?
Ooh, and Katrina was mad as fuck.
Oh, you can tell she's still salty. She's still a little salty.
She's still a little salty.
She's not just salty. She's damaged.
Yeah, because they called her fat, and I was like, she's not the fat. She was going through puberty, and then, like, and all that took a span of a year, and then she was like a woman, and all of a sudden, you know, they're like, oh no, you have to go, and she internalized all that, and I would too. Yeah. Like, you're not going to tell me I'm about to get a show, get my hopes up, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to like blow up, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden this new heifer come in with all the same shit that I had, and it's given, everything is given to her and taken away from me, all because I can't control because I can't control my biology and anatomy. White men in the industry are disgusting and evil. But honestly, that low-key happened to Raven too, when they you know, when Raven became more voluptuous and stuff, and how many like breast reductions she had to get, you know,
multiple.
Damn. You know, Disney ain't all that clean in the milk either. They just have better NDAs.
Right. Oh my gosh, yes, because Chelsea every day is teasing about some shit. Their NDAs must be clank.
Oh yeah, because she'd be like, yeah, I got fired. I got fired, but you know, it's great.
She actually still works for Disney. She tours as a princess and does like concerts and stuff. So she's still employed by Chelsea, them. But her and Chrissy Carlson Romano sure do get on the mic every week and talk shit.
But just enough, but they don't do too much. They just, they go up to the point, and then they'll switch it to be like, no, but it's great. It's like Disney is, I mean, clearly Disney is a lot more powerful than Nickelodeon, but
Hillary Duff was saying, she did some interview with Josh Peck, and he was like, oh, what, you've never had a cocktail and, like, a Xanax or something? And she was like, no. And he was like, what kind of child star are you? She was like, not that kind.
Right. Oh, nigga, normal? Like, I would have been like, I'm not my sister. Who was MAGA liked?
Is she? Did she get a DUI?
The chef?
But they're from, they're Texas girls. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Like the Bush girls.
Oh, yes.
What? That is the best like image rehab I've seen in the longest time.
Oh yeah, Jenna
Bush likable.
Jenna Bush is likable.
Like them hoes got kicked out of Argentina, like a whole country. They were wild.
Yeah.
They were so wild.
But
I guess like I think her image rehab had something to do with her daddy, because they somehow tried to make him seem a little bit more endearing.
Oh yeah. Now he's like, you know, BFS with the Obamas, and like he's you know, they're like, oh, you know. he's great, you know, he's a just a dad.
He's a war criminal.
Yeah, I'm like, no, he definitely don't like black people and is a war criminal. Just like Obama, but it's okay. On the next episode of Affirmative Blackshin, debunking all the shit that aunties love.
Obama.
Yeah, Obama.
My mom loves that fucking 44 hat. It's like 44 greater than, like the greater than sign, 45.
Oh, and yeah. It says
somewhere on the back, I miss Obama. Where did you get
that? Listen, so many people have a picture. It's Black Jesus and Barack.
Yeah. Barack replaced JFK or Bill Clinton because, you know, black people love Bill.
Sure did.
Just because he played the saxophone that one time.
Yeah, on fucking Arsenio Hall. You know who else was on Arsenio Hall? A lot of people. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
because he was a late night talk show host.
Yes.
Everybody was on Arsenio.
Everybody was on.
Was a cover model for Chocolate Singles.
Oh.
Really?
But so was LaToya.
Oh.
And I think Eddie Murphy had one as well.
Really?
That sounds.
That actually sounds on track, to be honest.
But Eddie Murphy's was a PR thing because that was around the time that he was found with a trans sex worker. And so his people were trying to, you know, rehab him as the eligible black bachelor that likes women.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that story when that came out when I was a kid, because it was around when he was filming Beverly Hills Cop 3, which was done at the theme park I used to go to frequent as a kid. And he found him one of the dolls. And, things went left, We'll just go with that.
Yes. Damn. I think he may have allegedly done something not quite right. I don't know. I can't remember the details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he should have done some time for what he did.
Uh-huh.
To that person.
You know what's wild? I didn't really pay attention to. It's so random. Like, the lyrics of Funky Cole Medina by Tone Loc. That's about, like a date rape drug and he was an abuse of a trans woman.
Oh my gosh.
That's dark.
I know. If you look up the lyrics and you read to like the third verse, you're like, oh God. This isn't cool at all.
Well, we're going to take a break while I look up these lyrics.
Okay.
But when she got her dress, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the...
Welcome back, you guys, to Affirmative Blackshin. We're back and we're black. Still talking about Quiet on the Set and Fear Factor for Children? Yeah. I just don't understand why did they, make that change? Like, oh, nasty. The worms, the peanut butter. No,
that black boy being covered in peanut butter and licked by a dog. Yes. That is nasty as life.
This is how I know they were not culturally sensitive, because they should know that black people don't fuck with dogs like that.
Especially licking.
Mm-mm. And especially with dogs licking them.
We don't have dogs in our kitchens. Like, why would we want them anywhere near food in any way?
Not at all. Nowhere near. Then they had the boy wear, like, the big nose on his big nose man or whatever that looked like dicks on his shoulder. And it was already, like, you're playing off the fact that like black people have large noses. So it's, I'm like, Nickelodeon does not care about black people.
At all. Because anyway. I guarantee you, at least if they had like two more black adults on set, shit would have been different.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, excuse me. No, no. Like, you're not doing that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
The mom was looking around like, what is going on here? Like, there are dicks on this boy's shoulders. But they were like, no, it's okay. It's, they were like,
she didn't say she didn't do enough.
Mm-hmm. No, but then they put it in there with like a cum shot snot joke.
Mm-hmm. There's so many cum shot jokes or foot fetish jokes throughout all, like across a lot of Nickelodeon shows. And I know that Nickelodeon was like the racier. They were like Fox, right? Like, you know, they got away with a little bit more because it was the cable situation. And Disney was way more wholesome or whatever. But there's just some that it was just like inexcusable. Like, this is blatant. Like, and I always thought that, like, even like when you think about cartoons in general, like when you think about like Looney Tunes, how a lot of it was like, yeah, it's geared for children, but there's a lot of more of adult humor in it than anything else. Mm-hmm. And then my thought always with these this programming is that maybe because the parents are forced to watch this shit that we need to entertain the adults too. So therefore let's inject some adult humor in it to make it be like, okay, you know, adults can find this humor funny, so they'll allow their kids to watch it.
But past the age of 22, who thinks a cum shot joke is funny? Like,
true.
But I will say, because they were talking about sketch comedy is a really hard business to get into, especially if you're a woman. It really is like an old boys club. And like, if you think about like Conan O'Brien, all those guys who used to write for like SNL, who came out of Harvard, they came out of the Ivy League. They're writing like those frat boy jokes, and I'm like, you're just taking this over to children's television. It's not funny. It doesn't translate. Because as a kid, I'm like, it's not, even as a, looking at it as a snot joke, it's not funny. It's gross.
It's gross. It's also like, grow up. Even a lot of times children, even like a lot of times children don't even like find that shit funny, you know?
Exactly.
Like, purest programming we get is Sesame Street, you know? Like, let's just operate through that lens, you know? Sesame Street's the only one that's got it right.
I saw a Sesame Street clip today. They have a little black puppet named Gabrielle, and it was her wash day. And so they went through her whole wash day ritual that she has with her auntie.
See, they get it right every time. Like,
they went wash, detangle, condition, styling. They went through all the steps.
That's heartwarming, because that's some shit we'll never get on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And I love that they did it in the kitchen. She was like, my auntie washes my hair in the kitchen sink. This is her wide tooth comb. I was like, yes.
That is so cute. Culturally aware and sensitive. Yep. I love it.
And she had this little, auntie had this little song. She was like, doing your hair is how I show I care. It was so cute. I was like, healing.
Yes, that sounds so precious.
And refreshing. Refreshing compared to this shit here.
Although my wash days, there were a lot of tears and sit your ass down.
Oh my goodness.
She had to catch me first. So I was not sitting for that shit.
Oh no.
But we talk a lot about that. Like, could you imagine doing two heads of hair? Having like multiple children and having to do two heads of hair and your own, like,
absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Oh, is that the baby?
Yes.
What's she screaming for?
Who knows? She's in a corner somewhere.
At least they don't have wash days.
I ain't doing it.
Can we talk about Brian? Because we know Brian did not make it out the hood. He was fired before he got a chance.
Yeah, I want to know what where did he get in his mind that he was like Drake Bell? You know what I mean? He thought he was like, I'm finally got my family. We're almost about to get up out the hood. And I was like, but you were like C-cast at best.
Like, right, I don't remember him.
Like, you were like D-League. Like, you weren't like nowhere near. You weren't on second string. You weren't even on the bench. You know what I mean? Like, you weren't a part. They called you in here and then, you know, like somebody's sick, or the other black kid is sick, or the other black kid is sick. And it's like, oh, we'll choose you.
Yes, they needed him for that drug dealer skit on his very first day of
filming. Yes. Oh my gosh. The dead president skit. That should have been the first and last day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm glad he's in therapy, but he was doing a little too much talking about, I'm a black man in therapy. Okay.
He needs more therapy.
He needs to be. Everybody should be. Calm down.
And what he does, because I also, because it led me to believe how much resentment he has towards his mother, and I know that means he treats black women funny. So.
I could tell that by the earring.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you resent your mama for getting you out the situation because she knew some shit was afoot. Because you weren't affected like that, like these other people were. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just weren't invited back because your mama spoke up. Mm-hmm. So, you resent her.
This ain't working.
Yeah. Like, you resent her, and you are, I'm glad you're talking to the lady to work through that resentment.
He was too much, but that other boy who was,
on alcohol?
Yes, the who was made to play Noseboy. I like. Mm-hmm. I really felt for him. I was like,
he had a reason to be to feel away. Mm-hmm. He had a problem, but you know, I hope he goes and gets some therapy that he needs.
Yeah, he seemed broken. Just a little.
Yes, just a little bit. He did.
Have y'all heard the rumor that Amanda Bynes had a secret abortion?
Yes, for Dan's baby. Is Ashley Banks was the one who was talking about it. Ashley Banks. Ashley Banks. Do y'all remember Ashley Banks?
No. Are you talking? No. Okay. This was her secret account, right? Not Tatiana Ellie.
Right, girl. We're not talking about
not the black girl.
Fresh Prince. No, right. No, Ashley Banks was supposed to be Amanda Bynes. That was like her little fake Twitter, but that's where she was talking about having abortions from her boss's baby. It was her boss's baby is what Ashley Banks was saying.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. He put himself in a hot tub with the little girl, which is crazy. For everyone to see.
Yes.
Oh my god. Damn. What'd she say?
She must want a snack.
Mood.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. No, these. Have you seen Amanda Bynes? She put out a podcast this week with, she has a new podcast. It's just her and her friend who has, like, long pink hair and wears, like, white gowns. He kind of has this, like, hipster Jesus thing going on.
Oh, yeah, he got this Jesus thing going on. I don't know about him,
but
because
he feels cultish to me, so I'm like, what's going on?
Yes, and if he's the person who I'm thinking about, a previous roommate of his came out and was saying, like, listen, this is not a good person. I think the roommate accused him of killing her dog. if this is the white Jesus that I'm thinking about. And I'm also going back, are you saying that this is a new episode on her new podcast? Because when she first started her podcast, I think she might have only released like one episode and then she stopped it.
I just saw it this week. That doesn't mean it's... I saw it like yesterday. That doesn't mean it's new, though.
Well, hopefully she continued it. I remember her saying that she was going to pause the podcast, like, after she had recently started it. So hopefully she's back.
I mean, hopefully she has some help, because she was recently found wandering the streets nude, I believe.
I can't...
Yeah, she was.
She walked up to someone and asked them for help. Luckily, it was a black woman. You know, we like to help people.
Sometimes to our own fault.
Yes.
I want better for us. I want us to stop doing that.
Yeah, same.
Yes.
Stop helping, help people in need, but.
Sometimes we come out of our own business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about Drake. Let's get into that, because that is the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. Shocking.
I was quite surprised that he was on here.
Because of his own allegations?
Exactly. And he admitted to them on the here, which I was quite surprised.
I found this article at Entertainment Weekly from last week, and he's been saying that he pled guilty, but he's not guilty.
That's because he has Stockholm Syndrome or whatever the fuck, and he, you know.
He sounds like Apollo talking about, I went to jail to get it out of the way.
Yeah, like that's very Survivor. I'm trying to get ahead of the vote situation. Like, no, you know you did it, but he's also so fucked up mentally, he doesn't know what's what.
Yeah. His mother is like a pool hall champion. She was out there living in Roadhouse, like chasing her billiards dreams and winning championships. So when he went from not living with his father anymore, he was essentially unsupervised. Because she wasn't there. She was just off somewhere.
Again, because parents, he drove a wedge between him and his daddy, who was an active participant. If I get him to his mama, that way I have an easy way in, because she's never there.
And
nasty words.
The fact that the Nick exec called the dad homophobic.
Audacity.
Saying, I don't like the way he touches my... No, and then you're getting into like that dangerous territory of like... What is it called? I know it was on like SBU. I can't remember. When pedophiles... say that's like their sexual preference.
They're saying it's like sexual discrimination, because they're saying like this is their sexual orientation, right? Their love for children.
And it's definitely not an orientation.
it's a
diagnosis. It's an aberration diagnosis, but then their argument always is, well, like homosexuality was also a diagnosis, so it's always. Yeah, it's always a slippery slope when they try to use that. And it's just like, no, it's not. And also, these people don't have autonomy over their own bodies.
That's
not
right.
At that age, you know.
Right, you're not harming, you're harming people.
Right, yes. That's why we have age of consent.
The age of consent gets a little weird.
And even that's too young.
State to state. Yeah.
Because it's rooted in pedophilia and... antiquated laws, because you know of how men viewed women, are birthing people, you know,
because like New York is like 16, age of consent is 16, but then there are all those little stipulations that if the person's like less than 2 or 3 years older, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it gets very murky. But, like, you should not be 21 hanging out at the local high school.
Exactly. No,
that's weird.
It's just seeing your ass up off the campus. Like, what are you doing here?
And we all know someone who should not have been hanging around
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or girls getting picked up by a 25-year-old and be like, that's my man. What?
No, it's not. That is a case.
It is a case.
You in danger,
I went
girl.
To school with a guy who's probably like 3 years older than me. He's probably a senior when I was a freshman. And his brother's a year older than me. So, you know, he'd be at the school sometimes. And I used to be like, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, I'm here to see so-and-so, who was a girl 2 years younger than me.
No.
Oh, no.
No, that's like, not okay.
Huh. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily at 16, I had like the discernment for that. Not everybody yeah. does. But.
And even then, like I told you on watching 90210, Brenda was like, you know, this is exciting, this is exhilarating. Like, if I tell him, then it should be okay. Like, no, the fuck, no. You don't need to be here.
No, with a grown ass man. It's just so inappropriate.
Mm hmm. Inappropriate.
So, it makes my head hurt. Brian Peck, who I can't believe is not related to Josh Peck for some reason. Just because.
Yeah.
I think great when I hear Peck, I'm like Gregory Peck, but he's like long dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, should be.
He throws this boy a 15th birthday party, and invites a bunch of his pervy friends who write pervy cards to a 15-year-old boy. The dad reads them, is like, hold the phone. And somehow that turns into trips to Disneyland and frequent sleepovers.
How did we get here?
Please.
Like, how did we get here?
Absent parents.
I told you, they don't raise their kids.
No, it's like that Netflix documentary that scared the shit out of everybody. Abducted in Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy was... He was getting blowed by mom and dad,
and then
raping the child.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot nobody about that saying, part.
Both mama and daddy.
Because yes. they were Mormons.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I really enjoyed the Peacock production of that story. I'm so sorry. I forgot what it's called, but I think it was something different from Abducted in Plain Sight. I'm gonna go rewatch that. That was good.
They're the Bergmans, and mom and daughter go on tour together now, like telling their story as a cautionary tale.
Yeah, like, they do like book tours and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, this is y'all.
Oh wow.
I got myself wrapped up in like white true crime podcasting world for a little bit and like modding groups and stuff until I was like, okay, I can't.
No more.
Especially because there's a investigative journalist who started working one of the leading like true crime white podcasts, started a network. They used to have him as a guest. They hired him, gave him his own show. He was inappropriate with the production company's staff at a Christmas party and multiple other times. They are all about protect women, blah, 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 right? They haven't said shit. I'm sure it has something to do with litigation. But every now and again, I check and I'm like, they still haven't said shit. And he is just still out here preying on people. And what's really fucked is one of his victims is the sister of a murdered woman who went to him for help in, like, capturing her sister's killer.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah. But he doesn't deny, like, any of the sexual encounters or anything, but he says that they were fully consensual, and all these women were like, no, I also didn't ask to be slapped in the face. That wasn't consensual either. That's where no. I withdrew my consent.
Mm-mm. What the fuck? There's some sick people in this world.
But he's a white man from Long Island. I don't expect a lot from them.
Neither do I.
Or anything, matter of fact.
Neither do I.
Okay, so there's a sting operation that happens. Because he calls him on a hot recorded
hotline.
He fully confesses. Then this poor kid starts losing his hair.
Yeah.
Because he's stressed.
He is 15 and going the fuck through it.
Yeah. Right.
And the only bright spot in this is Fifi Dobson's mom, who blows the motherfucking whistle and takes him to a therapist. Like,
because his mama wasn't, because she wasn't there.
I'm trying to make sense of white people, but like, I really can't. And then what's the craziest thing to me is he doesn't blame Dan Schneider for anything. He says Dan Schneider was there for him.
That's where that Stockholm syndrome is coming in. Because he said that he didn't blame Dan because Dan couldn't have known that that man was he wasn't a registered sex offender at the time, so how could he know? But I'm saying they saw each other. Dan saw a peer. He had to have known the nastiness that was going on because he's doing it too. He had to have known.
But also, that director guy who had a weird name, Fabian something.
The one that got fired, yeah.
Yeah, who he, like, pushed off the set, basically. He said that he tried to, like, smooth things out on set. He could tell that he was, because he was abusive to the adults and the children. If someone's abusing adults who have agency, what makes you think that they're not abusing the children who have basically none? The adults are their spokespeople. Hello. Like, and then there in comes another predator, and I feel like they just, this guy, yes, he was a predator, he should be called out, but in this instance I felt like they were like, and this one is black.
Ezra. Yeah.
They put this picture up there 100 times.
Right.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, and they didn't have much to go off him by. He just happened to work there, was an abuser.
He was a maintenance worker.
Yeah. He had nothing to do.
Who brought a child to the location. Not, it wasn't a cast member or a child actor.
They was like, nah, we gotta diversify this shit.
I mean, we know that predators are everywhere, but come on.
Yeah.
Shameful.
Now, the Zoe 101 and that, like, iCarly, that's, like, way past my time. So I didn't know any of that. And I know, like, my little cousin re-watches those shows with, like, a fondness for them. And
yeah, that was way, way beyond my time.
But way I just remember seeing things floating around the internet, like all the foot stuff.
Yeah.
All the foot fetish stuff. And that's how, I don't like feet. I knew that wasn't for me.
It was so nasty.
Feet like that either. It was just unnecessary.
It's nasty. And then with iCarly, he's got like a behind the scenes cam and he's invading the space of the cast, the crew, the production, everybody. And there is this lady on in the dock. I didn't catch her name, but she looks like a barn owl. She was an editor and she worked mm-hmm. on three of his productions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you've been abused since the first one. Why would you take three more jobs with this man? Or two more jobs with this man?
She might have needed that money, honey.
That's what it was. These people are so desperate mm-hmm. for money.
She said she keeled over, had to go to the hospital, and was like, I'll be back to finish this episode.
Like, girl.
She was scared to lose her job.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, what type of fear are you creating on set?
Right.
Just like, all around.
Like, he's not gonna, like, make you or break you, girl. It's Nickelodeon.
Right. You can go edit somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's editing is skilled labor. You could take that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the
I mean, clearly they're hiring pedophiles and shit anywhere at different networks. They'll definitely hire you, queen.
Right.
Well, they're not too big on hiring women, though, are they?
Yikes. Right.
Even the white ones.
Even the white ones, yeah.
Jeanette McCurdy, he got that Lifetime Achievement Award. She was noticeably not there, and then she only took a week off after her abusive mother died. I read that book and was like floored.
Well, her mama was evil and deserved to die of cancer, but
her mama was evil as fuck.
Yeah, but you know, that was also telling for like, why the fuck you only get a week off? It's either you celebrating because your mama died, or you under some blood oath with Dan Schneider, you know?
Right.
And she said that she was basically explaining that she was terrified of him, but she didn't name him by name in her book. She just called him the creator. But like, girl, we know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't take that $300,000 of hush money.
Good for her.
Which you were saying, Ariana Grande, why hasn't she spoken? She took that $300,000.
Yo,
so she can't,
that girl hasn't said a word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a word.
And she won't.
She won't.
She also doesn't have to. You know?
I'm like constantly irritated by her, but like I feel for her in this situation.
Yeah.
Because nobody needed to work for that man.
No one did. No.
2018, someone finally calls the fucking union on this man.
Should have called the damn police, but that's a good start.
Right. We all got to start somewhere.
Right.
And this was like a direct effect of like the Me Too movement, you know, so people mm-hmm. feel more comfortable coming forward. They gave him $7 million in severance, which seems fairly low for like 20 plus years of hit shows.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, here, damn, now get the fuck out. Like,
it probably sounds like it was his contract was actually winding down anyway. And mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, we'll give you what it would have been.
Okay.
You know? Like a legit severance package. It does feel low, though, you know?
It does. Because I have a feeling had, if they could ignore it any longer, that he would have had several more shows.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
But I hope he gets his comeuppance. I don't know. I want the best for Amanda Bynes, but I hope she puts like a hit out or something on him.
Oh yeah, he doesn't need to necessarily be alive anymore. So that's where I'm at.
Drake Bell did some nasty shit to a child, and he only got 200 hours of community service, which is like...
Yeah, the cycle of abuse continues.
Oh my gosh. The law really needs to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And it never... I feel like it never will.
It won't, because as long as men are in office making the decisions.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go back. Or women
upholding patriarchy.
Talking to you, Kamala.
Mm-hmm. Head cop supreme.
That's a nice blowout, though.
You know, her hair do be looking nice. I will give that to her.
Yeah, because she doesn't do any fucking work. She just be getting blowouts every day.
It be the Bobby Bobbin.
So, I don't know if you saw, but remember Kyle Massey from That's So Raven?
Yes.
Who also has allegations against him for doing inappropriate shit with a 13-year-old girl that he knew since she was like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. And his brother was on Zoe 101. So she had one kid on Nick and one kid on Disney. Now, the mom is defending, their mother is defending Dan Schneider.
Oh. Of course she is.
There's always one. She told him that he's awesome and he's a genius and she can't thank him enough for the opportunity mm-hmm. that he gave her son. Blame the parents, not Dan.
I blame them both. But why did it have to be one of us that had to go and say this foolish shit?
I'm sure it wasn't only, but those are the ones that like stick out. Like,
well, I haven't seen or heard any other parents come out in support of Dan. It seems like she went out of her way, unless it was for a check, unless someone paid her to say these things as well, that she had to just come out. I'm not surprised if it
happened that way.
I wouldn't be surprised either, but like, did anyone make her make this supportive statement? Lady, you could have just shut the hell up. But I do blame the parents, and I'm also blaming Dan.
Absolutely. She's not wrong, but she's also
she wrong. Not right. And she wrong. Yeah.
But I just think being like the parent of a person who has been charged with sexual misconduct with a minor
should shut the fuck up.
You maybe need to. Yeah, you need to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Another kid from Zoe 101. I shouldn't call them kids. These people are like almost 40 years old.
Damn.
Has come out saying that he was sexually assaulted by an agent during that time.
Mm. Mm-mm.
That's terrible.
Drake Bell thanked Josh for being there for him and reaching out privately, which is interesting because I saw this video after this came out of Josh Peck being like, boo hoo, stop crying, stop whining, get over it.
Oh, not boo hoo.
That's yeah, awful.
It was kind of like mean and dark sided, you know?
Mm-mm.
And Alexa Nichols is back on her bullshit. Like, she does not stop with, like, the Predator stuff. She but through her channel. And it's pre all that. A kid from Salute Your Shorts came forward with his abuse from, like, Brian Peck and Dan Schneider.
Mm.
And I'm like, that predates
most of this shit.
That predates Kenan and Cal. Like, you are
yes.
Wow.
That's almost on par with the time. It's like shortly after Dan Schneider's run on Head of the Class stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Salute Your Shorts came out because I was watching as a kid. It was like 1990, 91. Mm-hmm. It was like when Adventures of Pete and Pete was on and Clarissa.
Clarissa.
Yeah.
The good shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is literally making my stomach turn. But yeah, every day it's something new, and I just sit there and read, and I'm like, what the fuck? And thank God every day that I was not in the entertainment industry as a child.
Same. This doc made me realize, like, you know what? You had a good life.
Yeah.
And you know. Praise to the Most High.
Right, like all things considered, shit can be so much worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure this is...
Well.
We know that this is only the first doc, so...
Sure. There's gonna be more.
Yeah, there's always... There's... Who's gonna do something? Like Netflix is gonna do something. Hulu's gonna do something.
There's always a Hulu or Amazon piece attached. So
yes,
that's true.
Soon come.
I did watch their. They did put out something called The Orange Years. A few years ago.
Yes, on Hulu. Okay. Yes, they did.
It was about the heyday of Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of looking fondly at all these things before it came toppling down.
The nerve.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're going to have some sort of accompanying piece with this, with more stars, more stories. Because now they pay people to do documentaries now, so.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is, you know, not necessarily the most ethical. So
if anybody's listening, I do cultural commentary for free.
Talk about it.
Cause shit ain't right and I'm not afraid. I should be. I need to be afraid of Sean. We done said some shit about him.
Well, you know what? He got some bigger fish to fry, so he don't gotta worry.
He gotta deal with the FBI. So.
Mm-hmm.
With Homeland Security.
Yeah. Big time.
And possibly with Suge Knight.
Who don't got beef with Suge Knight, honestly?
No, but you said he started a podcast from prison?
He is recording in prison. I'm telling you, it must be these tablets that they can do whatever the hell they want. But they said that in his last episode that he called Sean, maybe to warn him.
No, they got beef.
To pay up.
He dated Misa when like Justin was a toddler, and that was like early 90s. So that was like when the big beef was happening.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? I gotta go. I cannot do any more tea today. This is way too much for me.
Well, thank you for joining us this week and getting into the mess.
Of course.
So much of this out so that we do not I don't want Homeland Security at my door.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming, and we appreciate all you've done for affirmative black shit over here.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Talk your shit. What do you have going on?
You could find me every week at JadenXD every Friday. Brand new podcast episodes anywhere you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Patreon. It's the best $7 or $9 that I've ever spent.
$9. About $10, yeah. And then I have a Substack. Subscribe to that. That's free. I have a weekly show where it's just solo me, and I talk about anything on everything. So this week this couple weeks, I've talked about like dating after 40 with two women. and hearing all the trash shit that cisgendered men have said to them. I've also talked about interracial dating through a sociological lens, which was interesting. But yeah, I do a lot, and I talk about Love is Blind. We do a lot of stuff on Substack, and it's free, so it's free to join. So period. That's my stuff every week.
Yes. Check it out, y'all, and we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.